بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الزيارات, all of these زيارات, they begin off with this word, very simple word of salam. Now in the Arabic language, salam has various meanings. The first meaning that you all know is it can mean peace. And as-salam is one of the attributes, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second meaning it can have is as-salam can mean submission. It can mean to submit to something. The third meaning of as-salam that it can mean safety and security. So there's all these different meanings. So now when we read the ziyarat again, just take pause to read this ziyarat. We begin off by describing Imam Hussein alayhi salam in this way. We begin by saying to Imam Hussein, peace be upon you, Imam Hussein. Have peace. Have safety. Have security. You know, when we greet each other, we come to the masjid, we're on the phone, we talk to somebody, and we say the words, Assalamu alaikum. One of the things that is mentioned in a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the meaning of that Assalamu alaikum is when you go and you extend your hand or whatever it is, you extend your embrace to a person, you are saying to them, by saying Salam, you are saying, you are safe from any type of mischief or from any hurt that I would cause you. This is a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anytime we go and we say salam alaikum to somebody, this is what this means. That I'm saying salam to you, but I won't backbite against you. I'm saying salam to you, but I won't betray you. I'm saying salam to you, but your money, your property, and your reputation is safe in my hands. Very important, right? When we give salam to a regular mu'min, a regular believer. Now when we say salam to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it is the same thing. We are addressing the Imam and we are saying to the Imam, O Imam Hussein, peace be upon you. You're safe. Who are we addressing? You're safe from who? I mean, Yazid is dead, right? Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad is dead. Shimr is dead. Haramallah is dead. Umar ibn Asad is dead. Imam Hussein is safe, correct? No one's going to hurt him physically, correct? So why do we say, peace be upon you, to Imam Hussein? You're safe. What we are saying is that, O Imam Hussein, I am the one, we're taking this pledge, I am the one that won't hurt you. I am the one that won't offend you. I am the one that won't do anything to cause you distress.